In this news update's being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department, as well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. In Huron County Circuit Court on Monday, Judge Prill sentenced Rita Rose King for domestic violence third offense. King entered a no-contest plea on February 2nd. Her defense attorney requested leniency, citing the negative impact of King's incarceration on her three children, two of whom are nonverbal autistic. King's husband, Raymond King, also addressed the court, supporting her return home and acknowledging his own mental health issues. Prosecution highlighted King's history of domestic violence and assaultive behavior. The judge noted the current offense involves an alcohol bottle and intoxication, questioning King's consideration for her children at the time of the incident. The court imposed a sentence of 24 months probation and 320 days in county jail. Of this, 150 days must be served up front, with the remaining held in abeyance. The judge warned that any probation violation, particularly related to domestic violence, would result in prison. A Bay County woman has been sentenced to decades in prison following a deadly wrong-way crash that killed two men from Genesee County. 34-year-old Ashley Setkowiak received consecutive prison terms Monday in Bay County Circuit Court after entering a no-contest plea earlier this year. The charges include two counts of operating a vehicle with high blood alcohol level causing death and one count causing serious injury, all with prior convictions. Judge Jesse Scott Wood ordered two sentences of 20 to 40 years to be served back-to-back. That means that Kowiak must serve at least 40 years before becoming eligible for parole. Investigators say the crash happened in March of 2024 on I-75 near Salzburg Road when Kowiak drove the wrong way and collided head-on with another vehicle. Two passengers in that vehicle, 39-year-old Ron Wells and 33-year-old Brandon Edwards, were killed. A third occupant survived with serious injuries. Authorities say Setkowiak's blood alcohol level was nearly 0.19 at the time, more than twice Michigan's legal limit, and she has a prior record, classified as a third-time habitual offender. And Michigan's top law enforcement official is warning residents stay alert for gift card scams as part of Money Smart Week. Attorney General Dana Nessel says scammers are increasingly posing as government agents, utility workers, tech support staff, even relatives in distress, to pressure victims into making payments using gift cards. Nessel emphasizes that no legitimate business or government office will ever demand payment that way. She's urging people to hang up or ignore any requests that involves urgency, threats, or instructions to buy gift cards. Authorities say common tactics include fake law enforcement calls, threatening arrests, bogus tech support claims, and so-called grandparent scams asking for emergency cash. Other schemes involve impersonating charities, utility companies, or even the IRS, all with the same goal, getting victims to hand over gift card numbers. Once that information is shared, the money is typically gone for good. Consumers who believe they've been targeted should contact the card issuer right away, attempt to request a refund, and report the incident to federal and state authorities. State officials recommend never using gift cards to pay bills, verifying any suspicious requests immediately, and avoiding sharing personal or financial information over the phone or online unless the source is confirmed. The Attorney General's office will continue sharing scam alerts through this week, on its consumer protection social media channels. And now for a word from our sponsor.
That refund check isn't just extra cash. It's your down payment on a premium pre-owned vehicle you'll enjoy driving from Al Hansen Motors. Like a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has remote start, heated cloth seats, lane keep assist, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With 85,000 miles, you can take it home for just $16,980. If you need more space and you're looking for something with all the bells and whistles, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium with 103,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and has every option available. Heated and cooled leather seats, heated second row seats, heated steering wheel, park and lane keep assist, remote start, dual moonroof, power liftgate, third row seating, and a 3.6 V6 with no turbos. Take it home for just $17,980. With the gas prices on the rise, save at the pump of a 2017 Ford Fusion. It gets good fuel economy and has Bluetooth and a backup camera. You can take it home for just $99.80. I also have a 2024 Chevy Malibu LT. It has heated seats, remote start, new tires, and a 1.5-liter four-cylinder engine that gets up to 35 miles per gallon. It has 40,000 miles, and you can take it home for just $20,980. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now's the time to make it happen. Take that tax refund and turn it into something you'll use every single day at Al Hansen Motors.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
We have one obituary to report at this time. Joseph A. Schmidt, Jr., 57, of Bad Axe, passed away on April 7th while at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit. Joe is survived by his wife Melanie, son Jacob, daughters Megan and Ariana, as well as his grandchildren. Joe was a U.S. Army veteran who went on in life to drive trucks for various companies. Cremation has taken place, and there is no service or visitation.
Before you buy agricultural equipment from an auction or online, ask about Tri-County Equipment's huge inventory of pre-owned agricultural equipment, including pre-owned tractors, combines, implements, sprayers, and more. When you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment, you're not just buying equipment, you're buying with confidence. Tri-County knows the farm equipment and implements that were traded in locally, so you have the history of the equipment you're purchasing. Why buy online without truly knowing what you're getting when you can stop by Tri-County Equipment, look over the equipment, and get great deals on quality pre-owned inventory? To check current inventory, visit TriCountyEquipment.com, call your local Tri-County salesperson, or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location. Shop local, save big, and find the pre-owned agricultural equipment you need today at Tri-County Equipment.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back with a look at more news. During Water Week 2026, the Environmental Protection Agency proposed a landmark expansion of the list of regulated contaminants in drinking water. For the first time, the agency aims to include microplastics and various pharmaceutical residues under federal monitoring and safety limits. Local leaders have expressed a glimmer of hope regarding the proposal, though many note that infrastructure costs for water treatment plants remains a major hurdle. The move follows years of research in the long-term health effects of synthetic polymers in municipal water systems. And the European Union has officially begun replacing physical passport stamps with a new computerized biometric system for non-EU travelers. The system, which went live at major airports this morning, uses facial and fingerprint recognition to track entries and exits. Brussels officially states the new system will improve security and reduce wait times at border crossings. Travelers from visa-exempt countries will now need to register that data in the system before they plan a trip in the Schengen area. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with full-line service department, and Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.
Spring is finally here, and the savings are blooming at Ashley and Bad Axe during our Spring Savings event. Freshen up your home with up to 25% off store-wide and brighten any room with accessories up to 33% off. Take your pick from sofas, loveseats, and sectionals. dining sets for the family gatherings, recliners and lift chairs for comfort, mattresses and bedroom furniture for better sleep, end tables, entertainment stands, office furniture, accessories, area rugs, and so much more, all waiting for you this spring. And with 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available, it's never been easier to bring home the style you love. Don't miss our floor model specials, Price to Go and Going Fast. Spring into savings. Deals are blooming right now at Ashley and Bad Axe, your locally owned and operated Ashley store.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servants.